Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Stephen S. Little. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Duck and Recover. That's the last book, right, Steve?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. So also his flagship book, The Seven Irrefutable Rules of Small Business Growth. He's one of the top growth experts on the planet. Steve, tell us how we can find you and your books, please.
Stephen with a V, middle initial S like Sterling Little, StephenSLittle.com, and, of course, on all your better online resellers.
Yeah, so check it out, folks. Steve, talk to us about, we just had a segment on employee testing, making sure you find and hire the right people, people who are you have a pretty good idea, have the ability to do the job, whether they work out or not. You at least you've done as much as you can reasonably to bring on the right person. Now that you found that person, turns out you did all right. Turns out you did the right thing. You got the right people in the right job, the round pegs in the round holes, etc. But now we got to keep them. We got to make sure that they're successful. And performance reviews are something that, of all the things that small business owners are probably worse at, this is it too, right?
Yeah, I think it's probably the bottom of the barrel, Jim. I think of all the things that everyone does. It's universal. Big business, small business, you did it, I did it. Everyone does performance reviews, and everyone agrees. I've never run into someone that says we're really great at doing this. They might say that it's not hurting them, but I say if it's not making a positive contribution towards growth, then you're not doing it right.
Well, one thing we've learned, Stephen, over the last decades, many decades, I see report after report, survey after survey, so all the way back to the 70s, that the number one reason why people leave a company is not money, it's because they didn't feel appreciated.
That's exactly right.
And one of the ways people don't feel appreciated is when you don't bring them in and tell them how much you appreciate them or give them some adjustment, make some kind of correction or give them some feedback or something. Not telling a person what they're doing, whether it's good or bad, is them feeling unappreciated.
Yeah, what employees hate is the inconsistent, seemingly arbitrary nature of a performance review that's done on a 6-month or 12-month basis.
Mm-hmm.
Or human nature always, Jim, seeps into the equation. And so things like what I did last week matters more than what I did 3 months ago or 6 months ago in my review. What's happening now is that organizations are doing what's called performance management. There's software available, mm-hmm. that using social media to be able to put together both the employee, the manager, and coworkers, all going in and saying, hey, you know what, Jim did a great job today on this project.
You're talking about a 360 evaluation?
Well, yes, but it's more than that, because it's really saying we're not just using everyone in the equation. We're doing it not as an event, but as an ongoing process where, in essence, you can get a review on yourself at any moment in time, and not necessarily self-directed, or not necessarily directed by a manager, but maybe you're getting reviewed every 3 months or every 6 months, but you can go into your folder and see all the good and bad that's accumulating about you from everyone. And that comes, it's very online and very, get it as you want it, software as a service. I'm a big fan of products like that. And there's over 100 of them out there, Jim,
right.
And some of them are verticals, but that's not the point. The point is that there are packages that take this from a archaic, paper-based, non-effectual system into the world of consistency and forcing you to do it on a regular, timely basis, and really does make it a process, not an event, and that seems to be what employees want and really what owners and managers want.
Right, no question about it. And do it on a regular basis. 6 months is probably too often, because it's like, you know how you can't believe your dental getting your teeth cleaned has come up so quickly. 6 months,
yeah, right.
probably too often, but annually is minimal.
It has more to do with how the tenure, Jim. A new employee, I probably want to talk to him once a month.
Oh yeah, no, that's
and somebody's been there 5 years. You maybe cut it back, and then your people that have been there 10 years plus, maybe it is But I'm a big believer in twice a year, one that's corrective and one that's compensation, or one that is, you know, true review versus let's talk about your money.
So you're saying you don't put the roll it all into one. Now, that's a good suggestion. You don't you don't roll a discussion of compensation into the same discussion where you're straightening them out and then building them up at the same time.
That's right. In fact, that's the way almost everyone does
that's,
it. Jim.
Yeah, it's that's a good suggestion.
Yeah. I try to separate the two events.
And don't do either one of them during the holidays.
No, exactly. Or on a Friday, for that matter.
So we're basically talking about March and October kind of thing.
Yeah. And of course, sometimes it has to do with when they were hired, and there are some issues around that. But, you make it so that here's what I say, Jim. If someone is surprised in their review, then I should be surprised as a man. Mm-hmm. Then no one should be surprised by anything. When you're sitting down and saying, you know, as you know, Betty, you've been late six times, and we've talked about it, and we gave a limit of five. And so, you know, it's not like, I didn't realize.
Also, it's not like you, when we say twice a year or once a year, it's obviously you don't have conversations, tell them good job at other times or give them some recognition at other times or straighten them out behind closed doors at other times. But the main thing is to stay in contact, and I like your idea about twice a year, one for a corrective or adjustment maybe, or praise, and one for compensation.
Or even goal setting, yeah.
Goal setting, and one for composition. I like that. Stephen with a V, StephenSLittle.com is the website. Duncan Recover is his new book, and the others you can find wherever books are sold. Steve, thanks for being here. Come back real soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Good job. Stephen S. Little, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.